Okay, so a new topic. Ba'alut b'karbanot, right? Owning a karpan. So for many issues in Kadshim, we deal with the there are halachot that relate to the owner of the karpan, right? Sometimes we talk about it in terms of smicha, right? Who has to lean on the karpan, and the like.
Also eating
yourself,
like that
post. Yeah, the Bailam eating, right? Or Bailam getting kapara, right? Bailam eating, in the case of certain karpanot, obviously, right? Toda, they have rights to it and things like that. But the question in Kadshim in general is, okay, what does it mean to be the owner of a karban? So in general, what does it mean to be an owner of a karban?
You're the one who have to give it?
No, I take back. In general, what does it mean to be an owner? I didn't mean karban. An owner. What does it mean to be an owner? What? Thanks. That was tautological. That was tautological.
You have the right to do what you want with it.
And what is the nature of your ownership?
Monetary.
Like, yeah, monetary. Oh. Thank you. Oh. Like, it is yours, right? Like, you are the monetary owner of it, right? By Kadshim, that might be true, but there's another option at play, which is...
You're the one who's hired to bring it, not
monetary. Yeah, right? You're the... One chayv to bring it, the one the carpet is being brought for, or as you'll see in the Lashon of the Gemara, and the you are the mitkaper, right? It's not that you're the monetary ownership isn't what's important. The issue is who's getting the kapara, right? That's the important. Now, different areas of kachim may have different definitions. So this really starts in the Gemara and Tmura and Daf Yud. Number
that
one,
be like if somebody steals it, right?
What? There could be, and we'll see. Like, I'm trying to limit myself from not talking about mi'ila yet, right? Mi'ila, right, in violation of karban, right, violating the kedusha of something which belongs to hekdesh. Right, that's where the nature of ownership of hekdesh is really, really quite critical. Here, I want to focus on karbanot. But yes, there are certain things that play into that, like I think I left this out. Yeah, I did because it's way too complicated. But kedusha is ilui and things like that. Okay, but let's start with a gemara in Torah. The gemara says as follows: Boy Rami Brachama, Makdish Mosif Chomesh. Oh, Mechaper Mosif Chomesh. So what are we talking about?
If you try to redeem it.
Try to redeem what?
Your carbon.
Yeah, and?
Not sure the difference is, that's not that Chomesh.
What?
I don't know the difference of the two things.
Okay, let me get me Gemara and Torah. Okay? Right. Gewalt. Actually, get me a chumash. Ellie, get me a chumash. A Gemara and a chumash. Yes, get me a Gemara and a chumash.
In Everett's many worlds theory, you actually create multiple time every time you make a decision. Which I'll show you next time. Here, it doesn't matter whether these. It's no idea saying you exist in reality.
Back to our importance of learning chumash here. Go ahead. Okay. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk, right? Amarava, Amar Krav. The Ema Magdish Yigal et Beito. Does that give you any hints? No, not yet. Fine. So Vayikra.
We'll look for his house.
Oh God. Vayikra Perachav Zayin. What's Vayikra Perachav Zayin?
It's about the Karbanos.
It's actually not.
No.
Okay.
That's the story.
I mean, sort of. Okay. V'im be'mashir akriv v'menu korban la'adonai kol asher yitein v'menu la'adonai yekodesh. An animal that has been, they'll bring to God as a korban, it's holy. Okay? So first you get the prohibition of tmura. Lo yachli fenu ve lo yamir dat ve lo yamir oto to vira rabeto ve mayer vim hamer yamir be ma be ve ma ba yahu tmurah ya kodesh. If you try to trade a tmura, you try to trade a carbon rather, you try to violate tmura,
right?
Which you're not allowed to do, right? Once you have a carbon, that is kadosh. They both become kadosh. Vim kol be ma tmecher lo yakrivu mimenu carbon la ve mira be ma lifnei kohen. Now, if it's disqualified, which you can't bring it, so then you bring it to the Kohen, Verich Kohen, Ota Ben Tovu Ben Rav, Kerach Kohen, Ken, yes, so the Kohen will assess it. V'im Yogol Yogol Enu V'yasav Chamishito Al Arkecha. And then if you want to redeem it, right? You want to redeem a carbon that has a blemish, you can redeem it, but what do you need to do? You need to add a chomesh. Good. So now the Gemara asks the question, who adds the chomesh? Right? Sorry, and then that's one halacha. Sorry, and the next, now once the Gemara is talking about this, the Gemara adds another halacha. The ish piak, the ish be toko, the shalat rai vericha, going bedover him, uvein ra, kasher vericha doko, and ken yakum. Vim magdish, you galat be tovi, asaf chamishit kezav vergecha, lo ba yolo. And then the Gemara says the same thing is true of a field, right? An ancestral heritage, right? You can redeem it. But if you redeem it from Hekdish again, it is a fifth. Or you have to pay an extra fifth. So the Gemara says, right, in the case, now we're starting with the second case, right, the case of the field. Who is it? Right? Sorry, we're talking about Tzmura, but we're going to bring a proof from the second case. Right? Who is the owner? Makdish Mosiv Chomesh? Or Mechaber Mosiv Chomesh? Meaning, let's say someone was Makdish a carbon for
somebody else.
Right? Who exactly is the owner for these purposes? Right? Right? So Rashi says, right, the Kaimalon Abayel Mosiv Chomesh in Potent Zegdishim, Mechir in Potent Mosiv Chomesh. The halacha is as follows, right? You need to know one more fact here. If you want to be Podeh Chomesh, who's Podeh Chomesh? Only the Bailib. But if an outsider is Podeh, he is not. Ain Mosif and Chomesh. He can redeem it without paying extra to Hekdesh. Hilkoch, Hamabrish, Carbon, Chabaras, Chaveros. Therefore, Rashi says, I should have just given you Rashi and make it clear. But if you separate a carbon for somebody else to get Kapara, Vihumam, and then it gets a mum, so now you can redeem it. Man havu bailim didei. Who's the owner for these purposes? Meaning, which of them, if they redeem it, would have to add chomesh? Only the owner has to add chomesh, but not somebody else. The parakle losiv chomesh makdiv rebailim miskaper gacher dami mina bosiv miskaper rebailim didei. Right? Who is it? Is the one who bought the carbon, who's makdish the carbon? Or the permit is being brought for. So Amar Rav, Amar Krav, Makdish, Makdish, Yigalet Beito, Makdish, Velo Mitkaper. The next line in the Pasuk is about Sadeh, and there clearly the issue is
the
Makdish, because there's no Kapara, right? There's no Karban, but it's just Hekdish. So Bayra Rechama, Makdish Oset Tmura, O Miskaper Oset Tmura. So now the Gemara says, okay, so fine. If you want to redeem a Karban that has a Mum, so it sounds like it's the Makdish, right? It's the one who sanctified it, not the Miskaper. But who has the right to make something Tzmura? Right, not the right, meaning who has the technical legal status,
right?
Right? Meaning if Ellie has a carbon and I try to be Mamir it, nothing happens. If Ellie does it, so now who Tzmura? So yeah, Kodesh. What if you have the same divide of Makdish and Miskaper?
Right, okay.
So who does it? Makdish oset tmura, miskaper oset tmura. So Amar Rava imkain matzino tzibur v'shutvin osin tmura. Higam d'shliach l'ikdushay. If you think that it is the makdish, you'd have a problem, because the halacha is that a tzibur and shutvin cannot make something tmura. But the Gemara says if the authority to, you know, the illegal authority, but the power to make something tmura is vested in the makdish.
Yeah.
So then theoretically you could have a case where the tzibur appoints someone a shliach, the makdish their karban, and now you could have tmuras hatzibur, because if the power is vested in the makdish, so even though the bailim, the miskaprim rather, even though the karban is on the level of kapara, a karban tzibur,
The only reason that Sibor generally can is because there's no one person doing it.
So that's what it sounds like, right? He's assuming, right, that it's not that it's a din and a Sibor can't be Mamir, not that Karban at Sibor can't be, right? The Ode, the Amar of Nachman, Amar of Huna, Tana, Karbano, La Hashem, and Nizrom, Vada Shirta Sigado, Vichi Nazir, Nidon Bezig Yad, right? Is a Nazir only going to pay based on how much he can afford? Haketzad, Karbano, La Hashem, and Nizro, Shivrish Mishalo, right? That you could have two cases of a nazir, right? One is where you're mafresh for yourself, one is where someone else is. So my ilchasa, what's the halacha? Ilay malinin kapara pshitin mechaperlay. Right? If you want to say that the chiddush of this brisa is that someone is allowed to separate a karban on behalf of a nazir, and the nazir can now get kapara with it, right? That's obvious. El inyan tmura. It must be that the chiddush of the brisa is tmura. Bahachi ka amar. Af kishif rishu lo acherem oset tmura. That even when someone else separated for him, the miskaper is the one who can do tmura. Shmami, no? Bazar miskaper as linan. So for tmura, it is obvious that it goes by the miskaper. So that's the Gemara's havamina. The Gemara says no. Lo linyan tmura. The kajalach masnet matana de kiyoev lei. Ilav the rechmanim levashet asig yadav. I mean, exeris akasav ukarbanom in yideim bechaber mecherim lo kamash malon. So no, you might really have thought that there's exeris akasav that a nazir has to pay his own money for his karban, and someone else can't buy it for him, right? It's not so obvious. My aviyala, what's the maskana? Tashma, the Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, Maktish Mosif Chomesh, Umiskaper Oset Tmura. So the Gemara's maskana is that, for the purpose of Gu'ulat, right, Steachuza, the issue is the Maktish, right? And for the purpose of Tmura, the Bailim are the Miskaprim. Right? Yeah.
In terms of being poted, whether it's a field or an animal, the
right? So for the purpose... Sorry, the...
Only the Maktish can pot a field and a cow.
No, only the Maktish would be chayav a chomesh if he was going to redeem it. Sorry, right? Sorry, I jumped back to field. No, the field was just the proof because the next pasuk. Try that again. If you have a carbon, if you have a carbon with a blemish, right? So again, you're allowed to be podet. If you're the bailim and you're podet, you pay 1 plus a fifth. And if you're not the bailim, so the Gemara says that if you're being podet a carbon, so only the makdish is chayev a chomesh. Not the miskaper.
Is
able to do tmura. Exactly. Okay. That's one Gemara. The second Gemara is the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says, V'amar ha-papa, ilav da amar avuna, behemas chaver lohave chatos, tiyufta. My taima, didei mati asar, de chavre lo mati asar. So the Gemara says, Pshita, Mao the Dema Kevin the Kani Lele Chapara Kiddi De Damya Kamash Malan. Right? So the Gemara says, in a different context, right? That I might have thought that what? Right? That I might have thought that once something is Kona Lo Likapara, right? It is like yours for all purposes, right? Without getting to every. The whole background of the Gemara in Chulin, Kamash Malon, that, what's the implication?
It's not like it's wrong.
Yeah, exactly, that it's not. Okay, so based on these two Gemaras, the Achronim really, mostly the Achronim, try to figure out, okay, what does it mean to be an owner of a karban, right? In general, when we look around at karbanos, what is the what bailos for most purposes in halacha? What are we looking at? So the Chazanish number 3 says, look, bechol karbanos yesh lebailim schos miskaper becharbano vavkodim kapara mikri bailim mishum kinyan kapara ukein de amar bechulin dafmem. Right? The Chazanish says, for all intents and purposes, whenever we talk about bailim, right, what is bailos on karbanos? The bailos on karbanos monetarily is irrelevant. Right? That is not a relevant category. Right? When we talk about the bailim on a karban, whether it be for smicha, whether it be for anything else, right, what we're talking about is always miskaper.
That is if I buy a korban for someone else's kabar.
Right, the real owner. Now what's the svara? Tell me the svara. Why would you say that bikaron for pretty much every area? We'll come back in a moment to the pidya. Right? But why would you say in general, whenever we're talking about bailim by a karban, the bailim that is relevant is the miskaper and not the monetary owner, right? Not until you buy it for somebody else. Even let's say you theoretically would split it, right? You'd say, I'm owning the karban, but someone else is the miskaper. He would be the bailim. Right? Why?
He does everything with the karban.
He does everything with the karban, and there's more to it.
I mean, the karban's for him.
Even more than that.
That's the effect on him. I mean,
even more than that. because the carbon is hektish and it really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Meaning, it's very hard to say that the relevant category of bailus and carbonos is going to be the monetary owner of the carbon, because at the end of the day, nobody's going to own it. It's going to be hektish. Hektish is owned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an Isser Hana'ah. Right, and therefore Isser Hana'ah makes it that it's not yours.
Right?
Saying it's in Isser Hana'ah, right? You can't, right? Things that have Isser Hana'ah do not have a monetary status, right?
So what is the case when someone when is it for someone's kapara but they don't own it? When I buy it for someone else and they say I say it's for your kapara, and then they I don't.
So at that point, for the, right, for most parban and karban, right, who's going to just smich on the karban, right? The miskaper.
Even if I don't transfer the ownership to it.
Correct. Right. Ostensibly, why? Because the way the Chazon Ish understands it is based on the Gemara and Chulin. Right. He borrows that and he says, right, for the for most purposes in karban, even as soon as I have the rights of kapara, it is mine.
Right.
Because, and again, the svara really is because it's sort of irrelevant who the monetary owner of a karban is for most purposes. Right. The point is that it's a miskaper.
Right. It also makes sense the mark just could be put it. Since the dinner pota is more of a return to the guy who used to own it.
Good. So the Griz, right, pushes this a little bit farther, and he says, okay, but if that's true, that in general, when we're talking about carbonos, the definition of ownership is not what it means in Kol HaTorah Kula. It has nothing to do with who owns it monetarily. It has to do with who is the... Right, the miskaper. Right, it's passive. Right, not the michaper. The michaper is the karban. You are the mitkaper. Right, you are he who receives atonement. So he says, look. He says, "Hainu dosavas chomash inu toli bebailim ki udin ala makdish, da makdish in boda mosif chomash." Where the Griz says, look. The exception to all rules is makdish. Right, tmura is normal. Because tmura tells you, right, tmura is a din in karbanos. Right? Whoever is the miskaper and the karban can't try to circumvent the system and say that was supposed to be my karban, now that's gonna be my karban. You aren't allowed to do that. Why is makdish different? So he says, because makdish, what's the halacha of makdish? The halacha is, it's not a question of who owns it.
If you want it back.
Yeah, meaning it's if I donated it to the mikdash and now I want it back, so you get charged more. Right? That's not a din in who owns the karban. Right? It's a technicality, whatever you want to call it. It's a knas, or it's a disincentive, or whatever it's meant, or whatever you want to call it. Right? It's if you gave it to the mikdash and now you want to take it back, we don't make it so easy for you.
Right.
But that's a sort of a side halacha. Bikaron, the halacha of bailus by karbonos is very different from it is in Kol HaTorah Kula, because, again, partially because it doesn't make sense to talk about monetary bailus. I gave you again number 5, right? Rav Dani puts it very nicely, and he writes as follows: "Says Yeshnam shnei markivim shonim sheyicholim lekvo balud al korban." Right? There were two theoretical possibilities of how you could define the ownership of a korban, right? And this is what is apparent in Tmura: zehura makdish v'zehura mitkaper. Right? Those are the theoretical options. The one who monetarily sanctified it, right, gave it over to Hakdish, or the one who's going to get kapara from it. By
the makdish also must be the monetary ball.
Well, the ma by definition, right? He's the one.
Correct.
So ba'aluram, and now he puts it very nicely. He said ba'aluram makdish novat mishiur bivalura kodem. And he says, look, in the end of the day, even the makdish is no longer the real owner. Why? Because he gave it over to Hekdish. Right now, it belongs to. Right, or because Baruch Hu owns it, or whatever.
No person.
But he said, if you were to say that the Makdish was the owner, what you'd be doing was, you'd be saying that at some level, there is a Shiur mi Balud HaKodemet. He was the monetary owner, and that there's a holdover, right? That we carry over certain elements of Bailus as if they still existed.
Even after
it's not. Correct. Because obviously before it was sanctified, it belonged to the one who sanctified it. And therefore, to whatever extent a karban still makes sense to have any sort of ownership, it would be maintained by the Makdish. Kol Mashin Shar Meim Shayachlo. Lumato, on the other hand, Mit Kaper Yish Kinyan Kapara Bekarban. Right, the one who's getting Kapara has a Kinyan Kapara, whatever that means. Kilshano Shal Chazanish. Im Kain Hashela Im Dinim Elu Tluyim BeMakdish Om Kaper No God Lachiratino Ayisodit Meifa Novara Bailin Noshit Bekachim. So the question really at hand is, where does any bailus that exists for human beings in Kachim come from? Me'a bailuda rishonit. Right? Meaning, again, nothing is going to be real ownership in a karban because really it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But are we backwards looking? Meaning, we say, okay, we're going to define the owner in the sense of who once owned it, and we're going to maintain certain rights for that owner even after it ceases to make full sense.
But does that mean there's an allowance of God for the owner, the past owner, to still do things with his object?
Correct. Right? There's going to be certain rights, certain things, certain definitions that will be maintained. Oh, may I use...
Not that's his, but he can do things to God's.
Correct. Or relates to it in some way, like the Makdish. Right? That has to be Podeh. Right? Oh, may I yeura itidi. Or do we define karbonot, rather, and their ownership, not backwards looking, but... forwards looking, right? Towards their designation, their purpose, right? Their teleology. So he says, "Bigamara mo'elchtei nafka mino melchadiyelo shelar bailut to seven chomesh bepidyon vaychol lasos tmura." Amnam, the maskana gemara mechalaket ben shehen echnuchal lavina pitzolazem. But the gemara ends up splitting it and says, "Makdish for the purpose of pidyon, it goes on the makdish. For the purpose of tmura, it goes on the." So he says, the Griz explains it. Now he pleasures out the Griz a little bit. He says, Lafia Griz, Hadina Ikarish, Shatala Bailus, with Tmura. Right? Tmura is really about Bailus. Lafia Zemeskabro, Bailam El Karban. Therefore, the only real Bailus in Karbanos is who's getting Kapara. Tosefes Chomesh and Itluya Klaub is shame Bailim. By adding a Chomesh isn't about a shame Bailim. It's not that you are an owner. It's not about whether you own it now. Hapinyon, why? Because Hapinyon, I have a puch, a mice actish. Pinyon is just reversing what you did. So obviously, by Makdish, the important thing is who did it.
Right,
right. The Torah just says, if you want to reverse what you did, you want to turn back the deal? But therefore, the Griz and most Achronim take this position that Pidyon Kadshim is the exception. Right? But the rule, whenever you look through Hilchos Karbanos, whenever it talks about Bailim, just assume it's always Ms. Kaper. However, the picture in the Rishonim is not quite as Chalak as it is in the Achronim. The Rishonim don't buy this Ad HaSov, not all of them anyways. I gave you three Rishonim. The Tosas Rid, for example, says as follows. Machru L'Shar Shamayim. When you sold it to heaven, Me'ikara Torah Deruvein V'Hashinami Torah Deruvein. It used to be Reuven's sheep, and it's still Reuven's sheep. Perish. What does that mean? We're going to come back to this Gemara when we do Me'ilah. What does that mean? Sherei Tzarech Lishchot L'Shem Ba'alav. Because it needs to be shechted for the owner. V'imigdisho. Look. V'imigdisho L'Bed HaGabai is Nami Shmolav. Shaharei Abaylem Mosivin Chomesh B'Pidyon V'Chol Adam Ein Mosivin Chomesh. And if he were to be Makdish Abed Degabayis, his name would remain in also Haraya Pidyon Hektish. But what is going on here? But what is this clearly doing?
Expanding Bailim.
Right, meaning he's clearly saying that the same definition of Bailim that applies by Pidyon Hektish, which is clearly the Makdish and not Miskaper, is true in general. Right, so the Rid isn't totally convinced that whenever we're talking about Bailam and a Karban, we mean Miskaper, right? Because he interchanges between Makdish, which the Gemara tells you, right? Pidyon Hektish, rather, which the Gemara says explicitly is about Makdish, about the monetary owner, to Karban. This is something that Rav Ilan points out. Rav Ilan is like the... One second.
Does he say, doesn't change every case of Baal, there's just Baal?
He does. He goes from Karban, right? He proves by a regular Karban case to Pidyon Hektish, or Bedek Abayis. Right? I mean, he goes, Pidyon Hektish, Baal Abayis is the same as a Karban. Right? They're all the same. I should have clarified that, by the way, right? The reason that you can even be poda, you can't be poda karban. The only reason you can be poda something with a mum is because it turns into bedek abayis. But he equates bedegabayas, pidyon hektish bedegabayas, or pidyon a karban shahumam, right, with bailers of a regular karban.
Now, again, let's be clear.
Right, that's the context of the first half of this Gemara.
It's almost uncontrolled.
Right, a normal carbon that I mocked this shit before it was mine and now it's still mine.
So what balance does the Miskaper have over it?
He does. That's exactly the point. He doesn't talk about the Miskaper. That's the point. Well, yes. So maybe that's a, but the Rid might think that's a special Alachan Tumura, right? Most of the Rishonim don't have Perush Mantura, so it's hard to know what they would hold, right? But it's clear that Tosfos Rid is assuming that the bailos that is relevant in Karbanos, not just in the exceptional case of Pidyon, but in general, is monetary ownership. Right, not miskaper. Is monetary ownership. He equates between them. Right, that's what he's saying, right? Machol shemaim ekar tor d'vashadami tor ruvein par perush right tzar l'shkol l'shem bailov. I mean, he's saying when you shecht it
for ruvein,
but the ruvein here isn't the ruvein who's miskaper. The ruvein, the relevant factor is machdish.
So could you do a shkita for some? Could you be machdish so, korban for someone else korban that does
this? Right. So what for the rid? What are you going to have to say? You'll probably have to say that when I buy a carbon from somebody else,
really, it's a kinyan you're giving?
Yeah, I'm kinyan. It's a kinyan mamon, right? I'm giving it to him. It's not just like it's mine for mamon and he's miskaper. It's that I'm giving it to him, and that's what the Gemara will read. I'll have to read the Gemara and Chulin more like came to kone le kapara kididei damya. Once I was kone for kapara, right? I actually was kone, right? Someone gave it to me or something like that.
How can you ever have dirt in miskaper in the market?
What?
How can you ever have the miskaper in the market?
Well, you might, right? So, the maktish you could, right? Meaning, technically, you could have a difference between the maktish, right,
miskaper?
And the miskaper, yeah. But not between the bailim and the miskaper, not the, between the bailim mamoni.
So the only way they can do it for somebody else is if he gives it to him monetarily, which is a maktish.
No, he's not the Makdish. Yeah, he's not the Makdish, but it could be that he'll have to understand that when I'm Makdish carbon for you, I'm not owning it and then letting you be Miskaper with it. The act of being Makdish for you, it doesn't make you the Makdish. Maybe for Pidyon that'll still be true. Right? Pidyon, fine. But in terms of Bailos, you are the full Bailim. Gam Mamoni, Gam.
Right, fine. So if Ruvain is Makdish for Shimon, it has to be Lashem Shimon because he's the Makdish now.
No, not necessarily the Makdish. He's the Bailim.
He's the owner now.
He's the owner now. Right, Makdish may be a different halacha, because that may not be a question of who owns it at all. It may be a question of who initiated the transaction. You find similar formulations in Beis Bechira, the Meiri, and the Ritva. So if you look, Mishayim Uchuy V'chata, so Echam Nekarbanos, Uva Acher V'hiknish B'embaliz Kaper Bo, right, if someone is Chayv Chatas, and someone else was Makdish it for you, also Hamechuyav, immediately bechatas va'asham va'olach itzarach das himshol biyasa bekarbon ruchos agabarish itzarach das kamo sharan ben darim etc. Vehumema, right, and then it gets a mum ubaliv dosa kishar psule mikdashin kol sham makdish pode mosiv chomesh kedin bailim sham makdish one nikra bailim lenyan zeh, right? So he makes it clear, like the Gemara in Tura, that whoever was makdish it, so for the purpose of pidyon, he's the bailim. Aval em miskaper b'alif dozo ena mosim chovchein miskaper nikra bailim inyon ze. Right, that's just a summary of the Gemara in Tura. Right, that for the purpose of pidyon, what matters is that whoever was makdish it. Right, he's for these purposes not bailim el acher. Vima makdish igal am rachmana v'lo acher am miskaper el inyon tura hefecha dvarim ena tura zli abe.
What? Only the makdish will be poured of the korban?
Only the makdish can be moded. No, only the makdish if he's poded that has to be mosav chomesh.
So the makaper can be poded.
Correct, okay. But he doesn't have to be mosav chomesh like an acher. Right, the Indian tumura hevechad varim rav lomashem miskaper shem rabot tumura zut tumura vinis beses aval makdish ein hoseh but tumura shekachlam duah barishon shel tumura daf yoram an alef midichsev binazir zoster asa nazir asher yidor karbanah lashem mevarish el zigidov nazir beseg yaru el karbanah shevish mishalom mevarish el zigidov shevish lo achirim vokshu efrishim lo achirim lafrish mishalom ma'evish mishalom vose tumura avivish lo tabot tumura velo amakdish. Okay, fine, right, that's a summary of the Gemara in tumura, but what language in the Meiri points slightly in the direction of the Tosfos Rid? It's not as clear as the Tosfos Rid.
He says Baal.
Bailim le'inyan zeh.
Kedin Baal.
Is Bailim le'inyan zeh? Or is that clarification? Is that for this purpose he's not the Bailim? Right? Which implies that other purpose he is. Right? Meaning, what's he implying? He's saying it's exceptional. Right, meaning only for the purpose of reversing is the makdish the bailim, right? But right, meaning he's playing with it. It's partial. Right? It's not so clear, right? He's not making this clean split like the Grizz. Right? He's saying there's Bailim Linyan Zeh, there's Bailim Linyan that, right? The read is very clear, the Meiri is, right? Linyan Zeh is playing with it slightly.
So can you say it could go either way?
Yeah, for sure it could go either way. Right? It's not clear what he says. It's clear that he's not as smooth.
Linyan Zeh for both.
Correct, and that's my point. Is that right, the Grizz thinks it's Chad v'Chalak, right? In general, it's the Miskaper. He's the only Bailim. And the Makdish, only for the Indian of Pidyon, is the only Bailim. Right? The Rid says very explicitly it's not true. The monetary Bailim in general, right?
It's possible he can flip in between different ones.
Correct. Right, all the Meiri says is that, right, what the Meiri tells you is he summarizes the Gemara, but he puts in qualifiers that tell you, unlike the Grids who think that this is the rule, right, that Kol Adorakula, the Bailim on Karban, is the Miskaper. The monetary owner or the Makdish, that's only relevant for Pidyon. The Meiri opens up the possibility that it's not true, right, that for these purposes in a Hanami, but, right, you don't know which direction it's going to go in, you're right, but he's blurs the lines a little bit. And the Ritva is a similar language, same type of, right, again, slightly less Chad v'Chalak language. Okay, but still, if you ask me, I'd say, despite the fact that the Rid goes against it, the Meiri and the Ritva hesitate a bit, the Grizz and the Chazon Ish, their argument is pretty much holds, right? Big Adol throughout Hilchos Kachim, right? Throughout Hilchos Kachim. Now, one of the exceptions to this rule, this was one of the first Lumdish articles I ever wrote when I was like, I tried to find it online, but for some reason I couldn't find this Daf Keshe, which is like Gush's weekly like Vartara thing. This I found many other articles I wrote, and I was like, wow, I forgot I wrote that many articles when I was in Yeshiva. I thought I wrote. I remembered writing like three, right? I didn't realize I had actually published like eight. Like apparently my Hebrew wasn't bad then. I was looking. I'm like, wow. Fine. But one of the first articles I wrote was that there might be one exception to the rule of the Grizz, and that is Mincha. And that's based on the Gemara in 9. The Gemara in 9 in Sota says as follows: Tana Rabbanan. Call out. Yeah.
Grizz says that. For everything except for
the... No, the Grizz and the Chazanish go in the same direction.
Oh, they're the same, okay.
Yeah, the Grizz is just more... The Acharonim basically take this position very, very smooth, even if...
For everything, is it in Mamonis and Bailim, except for... Sorry, it's in Kapar,
except for maybe Makdish.
Except for Makdish.
And Pidyon.
The Pidyon goes by...
Because it's better reversing Pidyon. There is one possible exception, okay? A little bit of background. The halacha is, and this is a pasuk in the Torah again, normally, a mincha, what goes in the mizbeach and what's eaten? Kometz goes in the mizbeach, and the rest is eaten l'kohanim.
What's the rest?
Whatever is not the kometz. The kometz is like this much.
Oh, I mean, the jar.
The mincha. The rest of the mincha.
Ah, they bring that whole thing?
They just throw the kometz, and the rest is eaten.
Ah.
Right, shiareh
ne'acholin. I didn't know the whole thing took the kometz from.
Yeah, the mincha. They eat the rest. Right, it's like a fried dough.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like a,
yeah, it's fried in oil, whatever. There's one exception. And that is Minchas Kohen. Minchas Kohen is Kula Kalil. Right? Minchas Kohen, I gave it to you at number 11. Kol Minchas Kohen Kalil Tielo Seachel. A mincha which is owned by a Kohen is totally burnt. Right? Okay? That's the halacha. Fine? Gemara and Sota ask the following question. Tan Rabbanan. Kohen is Suas Lekuhuna. Minchasen is Srafas. Anyone who's married to a Kohen, their mincha is burnt. Kate said, what's the case? Kohen is Levi of Israel, Shanis is Lekohen. If a Kohen, Levi Israel, marries a Kohen, Ein Minchasa Necheles, Mishnei Sheyesh Ba, Mishnei Sheyesh Lo Chelek Ba, her mincha can't be eaten because he owns it, or partially. Veina Ola Kalil, Mishnei Sheyesh Lo Chelek Ba, but it also can't be burns entirely. Why?
She owns it.
Because she owns it. Right? And therefore, the halacha is that any mincha that's owned by a non-kohen needs kmitza before it can be burned. It can't be burned in one shot.
What is this kohen, minchas kohen brought? What is
the context? I mean, anytime a kohen brings a mincha.
So anytime they
bring any mincha. Any kohen that a mincha is owned by. Correct.
It's always going to be burned entirely.
Correct. So the Gemara says.
They take out a kohen and burn it, then burn the rest.
What?
They take out a kohen and burn it, and then burn the rest after?
For standard mincha.
For standard mincha, they throw the kmitza and eat the rest. So the Gemara says, here's the problem. To the extent that the mincha of the sota is hers, so there should be kmitza and, right, achila. To the extent that it's his, it should be totally burnt.
Everything that she has is considered his?
That's the problem, right? But that's exactly the problem, right? Ela komis karv la ba'atzmo v'shirayim kreden ba'atzmo.
You still have a goofer principle here?
Right. So the Gemara, so Tosa says, wait, I don't understand. V'im tomra, ma'ilo shedin l'kula mincha basar dida. What is this discussion? She's the miskaper. I understand that for monetary purposes, her husband owns the karban. But what mazek kashur? In kunchim, the bailim is always the miskaper. So it's a miskaper of a non-kohen.
She's not considered, even in terms of kapar, she's not considered her husband though.
So he says, Yesh lomar hasa mikni lemiskaper kule zefach. The ein lola makdish chelik bavahacha. Yesh lo balak chelik bemincha. He says there is where the makdish has no rights, but here the husband has a chelik in the karban. So you could look at this Tosfos and say, Tosfos denies the griz. Tosfos says it's not true, right? That there is relevance to monetary ownership in karbanos, and therefore this karban, on the level of miskaper, is a non-Kohen's. On the level of monetary ownership, is a Kohen's, and therefore it's stuck in the middle.
And the Grizz would say no. It should go about miskaper.
So you'd say, according to the Grizz, mazeh. Right? So one second.
What? In what way is wife considered partially a Kohen?
So you could have given a different answer, right? And said maybe, but that's not what the Gemara says. Right? The Gemara says it's her portion, his portion.
It's a deal.
Right? So I had a svara that suggested. As then, that maybe, come on, we have mincha, so let's just finish this up here. I suggested there, and this is part of a broader sugya that we'll get, maybe we'll get to at some point in mincha, but I want to throw out the basic idea now, is that maybe the Grizz's svara only works for zvachim, for animal korbanos, but not mincha. Maybe mincha, in fact, the issue for a mincha is not the miskaper, it's the monetary owner. Why would I say that?
Not strictly miskaper.
Why would I say that? So if you look at number 12, I gave you the chizkuni. The chizkuni says, why is it that a minchas kohen is burnt? He says, kalal tiyah. If by every other mincha, like every other mincha, you'd only throw 3 fingers worth of flour and eat the rest, right? What type of present is that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What would a Kohen lose by making all his food a carbon? It's very easy, right? He'll make all his flour into a mincha, and he'll get to eat 95% of it, right? And he'll look really from. He only eats kachim. It's not like a regular mincha where, yes, the komets is nikdar, v'ashar nechal kolonim. Shehem ishar sof shukosh baruchu. Because there it is, God's, right? It's God and God's servants eat it, right? The kohanim. Nim tekula doron. So it's all a present. V'af lo dummy lechadas v'ashem shel kohanim. Da'azam emurei nikdar, v'orlan shem ishbar. It's not like a regular karban where there's all these halakim that go to the karban, or they go to the mizbeach, go to the kohanim. The chena did not know. Chain is revis, all be minchasa. Therefore, should be burnt because it's his mincha. What does the chizkun? Now, other rishonim say it as well. It's a bit hashkafik, right? But I think he's getting at something. What does he say? Right? He says, first let's say hashkafik, and then we'll come back to the lamdos. He says, hashkafically, why is the minchas kohen burnt?
It's
self serving present. But what does that show you? What does he think the nature of mincha is, as opposed to a karban? Right? A mincha, we said, what's the nature of a mincha?
You giving your thing.
Correct. The nature of the mincha is a monetary Karban is I'm giving money, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's it's chalos. It's a chalos of me giving my money to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a daron. Correct. And therefore, but what's his argument? So what is Yotzei? That by mincha, because its definition is not just I'm getting kapara because the karban is brought, but what's the mechanism by which I get kapara? By giving a, so to speak, a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning by donating money to the Beis HaMikdash, right? Meaning, in a certain sense, a mincha is, what's he saying? A mincha is closer to Kachi Bedek Abayis, right? Meaning, it's not the Karban Shibo, it's the fact that I'm dedicating to the Mikdash, because in the end of the day, almost none of it goes up as a Karban. Right, rove of it is Nechal HaKohanim. What the Chizkuni and other Rishonim are saying is that Mincha might be different. That a Karban, the Ikar Kapara, is because it's Nekrav Al Gabe Mizbeach. For a Mincha, the Kapara at some level comes from the Hakdasha, right? The fact that I'm giving money to, it happens to be that the way I deal with it is I bring some of it, but very minimal, Alam Mizbeach. But if that's the case, that Mincha, it's Ki'ilu Kachibet Gabayas, right? It's Ki'ilu that it's about the Matana to Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? So then, it makes sense that there's a dual identity, right? Both the miskaper owns it because at some level it's still a karban, but the monetary owner also owns it because it has an element of kachet betek abayis, an element of a monetary donation. And that's how I explain the Gemara in Sota, that the Gemara is saying, yes, if it's minchas eishes kohen, it's partially hers on the level of karbano, she's the miskaperes, but on the level of mincha, right, the monetary owner does matter, even though it doesn't by most karbanos. Right? And therefore, I suggested that maybe the Griz is only right by Zvachim, but by Mincha, Yesh Ladon, and that's what I pointed out from the Gemara in Sota. Okay?